What If I Don't Feel a Burning in the Bosom? By Rachel Nielsen. When you know what to look for, you can more easily recognize the Holy Ghost. Note, name has been changed. Invite Mr. Wood to seminary, the thought popped into my mind as soon as I heard the announcement, and I immediately thought it was crazy. Why would I invite my music teacher to come to seminary at 5:30 in the morning? The seminary president had just told our class that we would be having a teacher appreciation day. We were challenged to invite some of our school teachers to join us for a morning of seminary where we would thank them for their service. The entire week after hearing this announcement, I thought about inviting Mr. Wood. Every time I went to seminary or saw him in music class, the thought came back, "Invite Mr. Wood to seminary." After several days of this, I couldn't ignore the thought any longer. One morning, as all the students in music class were getting out their instruments, I put my trombone aside and approached Mr. Wood. My heart was pounding and my hands were shaking, but when I opened my mouth to extend the invitation, I felt comfort. To my surprise, Mr. Wood said that he would come. He was curious about why I went to seminary every morning before school and wanted to learn more. After giving him all the details, I walked away full of joy. During this experience, I didn't feel a burning in the bosom, but I did feel the Holy Ghost. The recurring thought to invite Mr. Wood, the comfort I felt when I invited him, and the joy I felt after I invited him, all came from the Spirit. But if I had been looking only for a burning in the bosom, I might not have recognized when the Holy Ghost was prompting me. The Holy Ghost speaks in many ways, and when you study how he communicates, you will know what to look for as you strive to recognize when he is with you and when he is teaching or directing you. Look for the small and simple things. Before looking at the many ways the Holy Ghost speaks to us, we need to remember that most often, revelation is quiet and small. If we are looking for an Alma the Younger experience with an angel and an earthquake, we may miss the more frequent and quieter promptings from the Holy Ghost. Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, warns that if we emphasize marvelous and dramatic spiritual manifestations, we may overlook the small and incremental spiritual impressions that are more common. As you try to recognize the Holy Ghost, look for the small and simple promptings.
What is a burning in the bosom? What does a burning in the bosom mean? Does it need to be a feeling of caloric heat, like the burning produced by combustion? If that is the meaning, I have never had a burning in the bosom. Surely the word burning in this scripture, Doctrine and Covenants section 9, verse 8, signifies a feeling of comfort and serenity. This is the witness many receive. That is the way revelation works. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Teaching and Learning by the Spirit, Ensign, March 1997, page 13.
Look for ways the Holy Ghost communicates. If you've never felt a burning in the bosom, don't worry. There are many people who recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost in this way, but he also speaks in many other ways too, and you don't have to feel a burning in the bosom to feel his presence. In fact, as you learn the ways the Holy Ghost inspires you and look for them in your life, you may find that he is communicating with you more than you realize. This list includes only a small number of ways that the Holy Ghost communicates. Study the scriptures and the words of modern-day prophets, as well as pages 96 through 97 in Preach My Gospel, A Guide to Missionary Service, to discover more ways that he can speak to you. The spirit of revelation typically functions as thoughts and feelings that come into our minds and hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can speak to you through feelings of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faith, meekness, thoughts that occupy the mind or press on your feelings, a desire to do good and obey the commandments, a feeling that something is right, feelings of comfort, feelings that enlarge your soul, thoughts that enlighten your understanding, a hunger for more truth, feeling constrained, encouraged to take an action, or restrained, held back from doing something.
How do I know if a thought comes from me or the Holy Ghost? We have to act. Then we find out if it's coming from me or if it's the power of God. Everything that invites and entices us to do good and to be good comes from God. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Patterns of Light, Discerning Light, video, lds.org. Watch the whole video at lds.org/go/pattern NE6.
Look for the good. When you're trying to recognize the Spirit, think of the impression's intended outcome. Does the thought or feeling lead you to do good? Moroni chapter 7, verse 16 says, "Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge, for everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge that it is of God." President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "How do we recognize the promptings of the Spirit? I don't think that's too difficult, really. Does it persuade one to do good? To rise, to stand tall, to do the right thing, to be kind, to be generous? Then it is of the Spirit of God. If it is dark, sinister, ugly, not good, then you may know that it is of the adversary." If you're wondering whether or not you're feeling the Spirit, ask yourself if the thought or feeling is inviting you to do good. If it is, you can be assured that it is from God.
How these thoughts and feelings can come. Thoughts and feelings from the Holy Ghost may come to bring things to our remembrance. See John chapter 14, verse 26. Protect us from deception. See Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verse 57. Testify of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 18. Help us teach. See Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verse 85. Grant gifts of the Spirit. See Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verse 11. Bring a remission of sins. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. Thoughts and feelings from the Holy Ghost can come immediately and intensely, subtly and gradually, so delicately that you may not even consciously recognize it. Learn more about this by watching a video at lds.org/go/revelation NE6.
Look for a chance to use your agency. If you're worthy and you're still having a hard time recognizing the Holy Ghost, take action. Heavenly Father has blessed you with agency, and sometimes He will require you to act without His guidance. He will ask you to exercise your faith by taking a step into the dark. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, said, "Somewhere in your quest for spiritual knowledge, there is that leap of faith. It is the moment when you have gone to the edge of the light and stepped into the darkness to discover that the way is lighted ahead for just a footstep or two. If you faithfully act on the knowledge you already have, even without recognizing promptings from the Holy Ghost, Heavenly Father will make sure you don't go astray."
Why is it hard to recognize the Holy Ghost? Our Father expects you to learn how to obtain that divine help by exercising faith in Him and His Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Were you to receive inspired guidance just for the asking, you would become weak and ever more dependent on them. They know that essential personal growth will come as you struggle to learn how to be led by the Spirit. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, To Acquire Spiritual Guidance, Ensign, November 2009, page 7. What does the Spirit feel like? We do not have the words which perfectly describe the Spirit. Boyd K. Packer, The Candle of the Lord, Ensign, January 1983, page 52. Because it's hard to describe how the Spirit feels, everyone will describe it in a slightly different way. But regardless of these differences, we can learn a lot when others explain how the Holy Ghost speaks to them. Watch several people describe how they feel the Holy Ghost at lds.org/go/feel INE6. End of the article, What If I Don't Feel a Burning in the Bosom? By Rachel Nielsen.
End of the article, What If I Don't Feel a Burning in the Bosom? By Rachel Nielsen, read by Danica Donaldson.